Hi, folks. I'm Jalene Fenner with my co-host,
Tom Measure.
And Tom, we have a very special program. It's a community program, and we're going to learn a lot about it. We're going to be talking mostly about safe families for children.
It's a very interesting subject, and I have learned, I thought I knew something, but I learned a lot today preparing for this interview.
Okay, so in the studio with us is Kayleen Whitaker, who is the Safe Families for Children Coordinator that's with Bethany Christian Services.
Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
Okay, so we're going to learn a little bit about Bethany Christian Services, what they are, who they are, where they are, and then we're really going to talk about this Safe Families for Children. But before we get started, Tom, let's have a word of prayer.
Yes. Our Father in Heaven, you said, forbid not the children to come unto me. And so, dear Lord, we're focusing on the children today. Lord, you have a special heart place in your heart for children, and Lord, help us to likewise as your servants to also have a place for children in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So, Kayleen, tell us, you're with Bethany Christian Services, and how long have you been with them?
I have been on the staff for just shy of 4 years.
Okay, so what is Bethany Christian Services?
Bethany is a global nonprofit that supports children and families with services designed to help families thrive. So at our Traverse City office, where I'm based out of, that's everything from our Safe Families for Children program to foster care adoption, to domestic infant adoption, pregnancy counseling, and refugee resettlement. So we have a whole team that's there to support families on their hardest days.
So, but is Bethany Christian Services, they're global or just the United States?
So Bethany is in several countries around the world and in a bunch of states here in the U.S. Our headquarters is down in Grand Rapids.
So what do you guys do in the Traverse City area?
Yep. So we do our Safe Families for Children program. That is a prevention program helping families in crisis. Our refugee resettlement team works with families that are just coming over to the United States, often fleeing from persecution and crisis. Many of the families are coming from like the Ukraine with all that's going on. Our pregnancy counselor works with young moms trying to figure out their next steps, whether that's adoption, whether that's getting support so that they can keep their child. Our foster care team works with families that their children are in foster homes for a season and make sure that they get the supports that they need so those families can come back together.
Okay, and we had talked off mic a little bit about the Ukraine situation. Yep. So tell us just a little bit about that.
Yep, so there are lots of families coming to the United States from the Ukraine, and we have a whole team that works with those families to help them get settled and thrive here. A lot of families live in the Traverse City area from Ukraine, so we help them get jobs and connected with housing, and many of them come with not even a coat, so help them get clothing and goods for their homes and just get settled and safe here in the U.S.
You said something to us that amazed us, that Traverse City is a major resettlement area. Who would have thought of that?
Yeah, right.
For the Ukrainian people. Explain that to our audience.
Yeah, so traditional refugee resettlement, families are coming where they already have connections to the area. And over time, that has built up a Ukrainian refugee community in Traverse City. And we're actually the seventh largest Ukrainian population is right here in Traverse City.
Wow. That's interesting, isn't it, Tom?
It is.
Okay. So that's about Bethany Christian Services, yep. But we're here to talk especially about the Safe Families for Children because you are the coordinator.
That's correct.
Now, is that a national, global organization?
So Safe Families for Children is its own national organization. Bethany Christian Services partnered with the Safe Families Alliance in 2008 and started launching chapters here in Michigan. So the Traverse City chapter launched in 2013. We launched another chapter in Charlevoix and Emmett counties in 2015, and we officially merged into Safe Families Northern Michigan here in 2022, and we just added Manistee County over the summer, and we're looking to add Wexford and Maasaukee counties now.
And we cover much of the state of Michigan, and so there's also other units in what parts of the state of Safe Families
for Children? Yep. So we have chapters in both Kent and Mattawa County, so the greater Grand Rapids area. We have a chapter in East Lansing that's also growing into Jackson County. And then we have two chapters on the east side of the state covering the Detroit area and then down into Washtenaw County. So we have six chapters total currently in the state.
So the northern is the big one.
Yep. So because our population is smaller up here, we've kind of tackled more of a big
geographical area
and hub versus having a bunch of smaller chapters.
Okay, so what does Safe Families for Children do?
Yep. So I get the privilege of walking through parents' lives with them, and our team does, when they're in the mud and the mess. We have families that come to us that are isolated, they're struggling, they're alone, and they don't have any supports. So a story I like to tell is about a year ago, a mom came to us, and all names and information's been changed for their safety, but the mom was struggling with her health. And mom had a school-age child, and mom knew she couldn't keep going with what she was walking through. So she came to Safe Families and said, can you step in for a season? Can you host my child so that my child is safe and I can address what's going on with me? And then we can come back stronger and healthier together. So we hosted that kid for a few months. Mom addressed what was going on in their life. In the midst of the mess, they also got evicted from their home.
It got worse.
It got worse before it got better. And we're okay with that. We're here to walk through the mud. Mom addressed her health. Mom worked her absolute tail off trying to take care of all of the problems. So mom saved up money for a deposit for a new apartment. Mom saved up money for a new car, and they came back together healthier and stronger a few months later. And then what was hard but was super sweet for me is they got in a car accident over the summer. But instead of no longer having a support system, that mom knew she had a community. She called our host family and said, hey, can you help me again? And they stepped right up, because we don't want to just be a Band-Aid. We want those families to know they have lifetime supports if they want us to be there for them.
So this had a different root cause, but they could use the same system to recover. You know, it's interesting. One of the things that surprised me is we think of this as normally lower income, and sometimes it is. But your services affect families at all levels, and economic status. If you don't have a network of support, and for instance, as you were talking, it reminded me of my grandmother, and my great grandmother that I never met, and her husband, my great grandfather, took ill, and they were told to go to Florida and to recover his health, and the girls were parsed out.
Right.
And so there was this is not anything that happened last week.
Right. Yep.
So a question I have, how did this mother know to contact you?
So she was fortunate enough to have a connection to another social worker in the area who reached out and said, hey, is this a mom you guys can work with?
Okay. So if there's people out there that are listening and thinking, I could benefit, I need some help, what do they do?
So they can call. Our main number at our office is 231-995-0870. Again, that's 231-995-0870. And that's the Safe Families Northern Michigan office, the Bethany office. And we can do an initial intake and walk through and see if it's a situation we can step into and see if we have volunteers available.
So you work with social workers and with maybe the county.
Yep.
I mean, it's just like there's foster care, parents get in trouble and lose their kids or go to court. But what you're doing is trying to help before they have to go to court.
Correct.
Or lose their kids.
Correct. So we're trying to be a prevention program that steps in sooner and steps in further upstream so that abuse and neglect of children never occur. When life falls apart and things get messy and hard, that's often when historically abuse and neglect of kids has occurred. So if we can step in sooner and let those families know that there is a support network for them, then we can prevent abuse and neglect from ever occurring.
I'd like you to differentiate between the foster care system and your system.
Yeah. So historically, foster care is completely involuntary. Parents lose custody. With safe families, parents maintain full legal custody. With foster care, abuse and or neglect has been confirmed. With safe families, abuse and neglect has not occurred. Historically, with foster care, the national return home rate, so the reunification rate for foster care, is less than 50% of the time that kids enter the foster care system, that they're returned home to their parent or primary guardian. With safe families, it's 97% of the time. Wow. Because we've stepped in sooner and let those families know that they're not alone.
And then I heard you when you're talking about this mother last year, when they had a car accident, she reached out then to the host family that had helped her with her children. Yep. And so then they're not abandoned.
Yep. She knew she had a safety net to fall back on. She knew that they weren't just going to keep trudging forward like they were before. She knew she had support and community that had never existed for her before.
And this is all strictly volunteer.
Yep.
So if there are listeners out there that like the idea of volunteering, I mean, they're not being reimbursed.
Nope.
Because foster care, there is some...
Yep, there's some financial compensation with foster care.
But if there are people out there that would like to maybe help, because it's a short term, they still call the same number?
Yep. So they can still call me at 231-995-0870, or they can go to bethany.org/safefamilies to learn more. We have four different ways people can get involved as a volunteer. We have host families that do overnight temporary care for kids. So that's when the crises are a little bit worse and a little bit deeper, and the parents need a little time to breathe. So our host families are the overnight care providers. Our family friends step in and do daytime supports. So if you're, say, a single mom and you have a job interview to go to and you don't have anybody to watch your kids, you then have the choice of, okay, I don't take this job interview that could make my family's life a lot better in the long run. Or you can call us and say, hey, we can step in for 2 hours and babysit so you can go to that interview. Or our family friends, they can mentor parents if there's something that they need a little guidance. Sometimes parents just need somebody to walk through filling out a job application with them or filling out housing applications with. And then our resource friends make sure that practical goods and needs are taken care of. So for some parents, they might just need help getting groceries for a week, or they might need help getting diapers and formula. So our resource friends provide those to step in that way. And then we have family coaches that step in and make sure the parents are meeting the goals that they've set with us so that they can keep taking those positive steps forward.
So I heard you say, like, if somebody needed help because they don't have daycare and they're going to apply for a job. So once they get that job, and they still need some daycare, is how long do
so you we help can that? Do it for a few days, just if they have something coming. We can't do it long term for daycare.
Okay.
Which is also a big need in the area.
Yes.
There's a lot of daycare shortages.
But maybe you try to help them find daycare?
Yep, correct.
Okay.
Yep.
One question I want to ask is then, so when you're helping people, like, how long are the children housed with this host family?
So it's, I get asked all the time what a normal safe families case is, and it doesn't exist. And that's part of the beauty of safe families, is because we have volunteers stepping in and families that need different helps, we can step in wherever that may be. So nationally, the average length of stay is 45 days. Sometimes a hosting is literally just a weekend because it's, hey, we found housing and we're staying in a shelter, but there's nowhere for the kids to go this weekend until we can get into our apartment on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's mom needs to go have surgery and just needs a week to recover. So nationally, the average length of stay for a hosting is about 45 days, but it can be less. Legally, we can host for up to 6 months.
So how many people do you, do you, like, you're full, you can't help anymore. What do you do? How many people can you help?
So that's part of why we're growing. We've been getting referrals from the surrounding counties since I took over in 2019. So that's why we're trying to add host families and churches and volunteers here in Wexford and Maswaukee counties, but also just all over the state and really all over the country. So we, when we can't help, whether it's not an appropriate referral for us, where the situation's a little bit more than we can take on, or if it's a case where it's clearly just not what Safe Families was here to do. So we're always stepping in when a parent is in crisis, not necessarily when a child is in crisis. We make sure we connect those families with other services when it's not something we can do.
So if somebody is wanting, maybe they can't host a child for a time, but maybe there's some other, something else they could do to volunteer. What volunteers do you need?
I need everybody. Because this is new territory for us, we're not established here in Wexford and Maseaukee counties yet. And because of the nature of our program, of we want those supports to last long term, that often means volunteers step away because they're still supporting families outside of Safe Families. And we love that. And that's absolutely beautiful because it's what the church is called to do. We are called to love on those in our community. And if we can create a pathway for families to do that, we're going to absolutely let it keep happening. But that always means we need new volunteers coming in. The nice thing about becoming a host family is you can step into everything else. So if you become a host family, you can always be that daytime support if that's just where the need's at the time. But host families and family friends are our primary need right now of those overnight supports and then those daytime supports to make sure things are happening.
So that's what you need most. Yep. I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, if somebody wants to volunteer, but maybe they just have a, you know, two-bedroom place, and so they don't have a place to let somebody stay at night, there must be something else they can help do. Maybe they could help during the day.
Yep. So they could help during the day. They could do the family friending where they're babysitting for a few hours for a parent. And sometimes those can occur in the parent's home, or you can meet a family out at a library or out at a park. We always need additional people to help with resource donations, though, to help us get groceries and diapers. And we've twice this year, it's might make me tear up a little bit, but it's so sweet to watch how God has brought people alongside us this year. We've stocked two full apartments for families this year.
Oh, amen.
So we've had two families that, because of their circumstances, they lost their homes and lost just about everything. And we set out an Amazon wish list to our newsletter team, to our volunteers, to our supporters. And we've had over $8,000 worth of donations come in this year for those families, from mattresses to bedding to pots and pans to dishes.
Amen.
So it's been really sweet to watch when I think I've gone too big, God say, nope, I've got it.
So if there's somebody out there that, I mean, they have resources, might not have time, but they have resources, how do they make a donation?
So they can go to bethany.org/safefamilies, or they can give us a call at 231-995-0870, and I can connect them with our office team if they want to write a check, or I can get them connected to our electronic portal.
Okay. Now, then I'm assuming cash donations are wonderful, but you would also, if somebody had like furniture they wanted to donate, that's good, you know.
So we take furniture when we have an existing need. We unfortunately don't have the space to store it ahead of time. In fact, my office is currently full of Amazon boxes because we don't have a closet for it, which is fine. But when we have a need, we will absolutely take furniture, dishes, and stuff that's in good condition. And a great way to be involved in that is to just get on our newsletter list, because we send out emails when those needs arise.
Okay, so how do people get on the newsletter list?
So the best way is to just shoot me an email, and it's sffcnorthernmi@bethany.org. So it's SFFC.
We'll say S as in Sam.
Yep. So S as in Sam, F as in Frank, F as in Frank, C as in Cat, Northern MI, so it's Safe Families Northern Michigan, essentially, at bethany.org.
Okay. And that goes right to you, that email.
Yep. So that's the box that myself, and then when we have an interns and stuff, all have access to.
Okay.
What is a profile of a volunteer that would help out with the Safe Families for Children?
Anybody that's got a heart for God and a heart for hurting families. That's the sweet thing about Safe Families, is there's truly a way for everybody to get plugged in and get involved if you have the heartbeat for it. So a host family, you have to have a bedroom that's clean and safe, and available, and we do the home study and the checks and stuff on our end. And for any other volunteers, you work through the applications and the training with us, and then we get you connected with families when the need arises.
What about the rewards for the volunteers who help out with Safe Family for Children?
The crowns in heaven for the volunteers that have worked with us are going to be massive. I have watched families just open their hearts. I got a text today from one of our volunteers, and they said, hey, can we invite this family over for Thanksgiving?
Amen.
That's the cool thing about Safe Families is we get to let them do that, because they just get to keep loving on those families however they want to.
Their connection and endearing, they're giving out the love of Christ, yep. And God rewards those who serve him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here and in the future.
Yeah.
So I don't know the circumstances, what you just talked about, but so let's just say they're hosting this child.
Yep.
Which means they're living with them for a little while. And the parents, you said, haven't given up custody, but now they're calling like the mother or father, and why don't you come and join us for Thanksgiving so they can spend time with their child, and they're being a family themselves, but they also have a new family.
Right. Yeah, they get an extended family. The sweet thing is we get to encourage the connections and the communication. So when we are hosting, the case I just brought up is not an active hosting at this time. They just were inquiring, like, hey, can we keep loving on this family now that hosting's done? But when children are being hosted, we make sure that those parents get to see their kids at least once a week. Mm. We encourage the phone calls, the FaceTimes, the texts being sent back and forth. It's just an open line of communication. So it becomes that friend that's just caring for your kid instead of a system that's caring for your kid.
And so, it almost, I could see that some role modeling can take place for families that may be dysfunctional.
Yeah, absolutely. They can... we're very strengths-based in that we want to make sure those parents know that we see what they're bringing to the table. But if they want to learn and grow, we'll connect them with parenting classes or with mentoring. We meet them wherever they're at.
So do volunteers need any kind of training?
So they get to do all of their training through us, and it's all on our online portal. So they get to kind of bite it off at their own pace, which
they
is nice.
Go online and watch.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just wondering, I saw in some of the paperwork you'd given us that there is an 800 number.
Yep.
And I'm just thinking for some people that are maybe driving or listening, it might be an easier way to...
Yep. So there's also, it's 1-800-BETHANY. That's our line to our headquarters, but they'll get it connected to Northern Michigan as well. So it's just 1-800-BETHANY.
So that's to the...
Our corporate office.
Okay, yeah, okay. And then they can just say where they're from and what they'd like to know more about, and then they would connect.
Correct.
Because we are covering a lot of Michigan,
right.
So there might be the UP, there might be down in Lansing and Grand Rapids, which you mentioned there is, so they could hook up with that down there.
For sure.
You were talking about the training that takes place. My wife and I were considering adoption at one time, and you have a very robust and effective for the adoption process, and I'm sure that some of those lessons learned are pulled forward for this training also.
Right, for sure. There's a lot of tie-ins and connections, but the sweet spot about Safe Families is we're stopping in sooner so that hopefully those families stay intact.
Absolutely. Well, I'm super excited about what you're doing. And as I read over the profile of the material, my first impression is Safe Families for Children just makes sense.
It's very much what the church is called to do. As believers, we are called to love on our community and love those that are hurting around us. And the Safe Families, when it started in Chicago by Nami Dave Anderson, he very much saw that there was a place that the church was called to serve, but we don't always know how to. And that's where Safe Families steps in, is we've got the referrals coming in. We see the need, and the system is built behind it, so that we can meet those needs and love on our community the way we're supposed to.
And any one congregation may not be able to develop this, but this has been proven, and it's just scaling it out.
So there's over 110 chapters of Safe Families in the United States.
Wow.
There's also Safe Families in Canada and in the United Kingdom and in a couple other countries around the world.
So hospitals know about you because somebody might be, an accident happened and they have a child and they don't have anybody to take care. So they would contact you.
Yep. So we get referrals from hospitals, from churches, from schools, from doctor's offices, from just about everywhere.
Okay. Same thing. I'm just wondering about somebody got pulled over and they were drunk driving and there was a child in the car. I don't know. Who do they usually call?
Depends on the circumstance and what's going on. Several of the local police agencies know that we're here and they'll call us at times as well.
Okay, because they've got to do something with that child because the person driving is going to jail for a while.
Yeah, they'll usually ask mom, hey, who can we call, or dad, who can we call?
And if they don't,
they say no one, they might call us.
Okay.
In today's society, there's less of a network, so this is needed. This really is the extended family.
It's hard to see the isolation that's happened in families' lives, especially over the last few years with the pandemic. But there's a need there. And if this is where we get to keep serving as Safe Families, that's what we're going to keep doing.
Okay. So if people want to, whether they need maybe support, help, or want to volunteer, where do they go?
So you can start with either 1-800-BETHANY, or you can call us at our local office, which is 231-995-0870. Or you can go to bethany.org/safefamilies, and that has a split page on it for, hey, we want to get involved and we want to volunteer, or, hey, we need help. And that will fill out, there's a form on there that they fill out, and it will disperse to the local chapters.
Okay, and since we have listeners all over Michigan, as well as Illinois, if they called if they don't happen to call 1-800-BETHANY, which is an easy number, but they call the local number and they're not in Northern Michigan, they'd be referred to somewhere else.
Yep, I would connect them to the appropriate office.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I know, Tom, you spent time talking to her, and this is the first time I'd heard about this program. And I think more people need to know about it, and like you said, churches.
Yeah.
Because God has called us to take care of others.
Right.
Yes.
So this has been a great program. Listeners, I hope that you'll take it to heart if you can volunteer and help the Safe Families for Children organization. Thank you for listening.
Bye now.